This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. With more people getting COVID-19 vaccines, the Albuquerque International Sunport is restoring some flights to its operation. City officials announced today that several flight routes will be added back at the Albuquerque airport, and other flights will increase their frequency. Among the returns is Delta Airlines, which will resume nonstop service this weekend between the Sunport and Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport in Minnesota. Meanwhile, JetBlue will boost its nonstop flights to New York City from 2 to 4 times weekly to daily until July. Then the flight will be available 5 times per week until the end of the summer. Officials say the Sunport has seen the most passenger traffic since before the pandemic in recent weeks. During the worst of the pandemic, traffic was down by 97%. The U.S. Energy Department is seeking bids to manage the federal government's only underground nuclear waste repository. The agency issued its final request for proposals for the waste isolation pilot plant yesterday. The 4-year contract to manage the Southern New Mexico facility is worth about $3 billion and includes 6 1-year extension options. The current contract with Nuclear Waste Partnership is set to expire next April. The repository is central to the federal government's multi-billion-dollar program for cleaning up Cold War-era waste left from decades of bomb-making and nuclear research. State environmental regulators recently concluded a virtual public meeting on proposed permit changes that watchdog groups have said could open the door to expanded operations at the repository. It will be months before a final decision is made. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is preparing for the first major rally of her reelection campaign. Invitations to the Democrats' event this evening went out to campaign supporters that touted her accomplishments on issues ranging from tax policy to legal recreational cannabis since she took office in January 2019. But Lujan Grisham's cabinet officials are confronting criticism on missteps in delivering unemployment insurance, transparency issues, and a missed deadline for federal aid. The last incumbent governor to lose re-election in New Mexico was Democrat Bruce King in 1994. There's no indication that Lujan Grisham will have Democratic challengers for her party's nomination. The election is next year. Early contenders for the Republican nomination to take on Lujan Grisham in 2022 include Sandoval County Commissioner Jay Block. Lujan Grisham signed legislation this year that expands 2 kinds of tax benefits for working and low-income families. A New Mexico sheriff who's running for mayor of Albuquerque was interrupted while on stage at a campaign event by a flying drone with a sex toy attached to it and a man who punched him. Bernalillo County Sheriff Manuel Gonzalez's campaign says the Democrat was unharmed and will not be intimidated. The Albuquerque Journal reports that a video posted on Facebook shows Gonzalez answering questions from the audience while standing on a stage at an event center when the drone bearing the sex toy started buzzing near the stage. A sheriff's office report said the owner of the event center grabbed the device and that Kaylin Ashby Dreyer unsuccessfully tried to grab it. The report said Dreyer then turned his attention to Gonzalez, swinging his fist and calling him a tyrant. A deputy wrote that Dreyer punched Gonzalez's hands and was then removed from the event by deputies. Gonzalez suggested yesterday that the stunt with the drone may have been sent by the rival campaign of incumbent Mayor Tim Keller, also a Democrat. Keller's campaign condemned the stunt as disruptive, rude, and immature, and denied any involvement. This is KUNM.